famous hoaxes. More tales of stories that have fooled the public. This month, talking ghosts.
Have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever communicated with the dead? In the 19th century, three young American girls claimed to be able to talk with the dead. It caused a sensation in the country and started the spiritualism movement, with lots of other people claiming to be able to do the same thing. Who were the ghosts, and what really happened?
In 1848, three daughters claimed that there was a ghost living in their house. The three girls, part of the Fox family, were living in Hydesville, New York, in a house that had a reputation for being haunted. They told neighbors that they could hear strange rapping noises at night. They later said it was the ghost of a man who had been murdered there. A skeleton was later found in the basement, which backed up their story. Amazingly, they were able to communicate with the ghost.
Within a short time, the girls had become celebrities. They demonstrated their communication with the spirit by clapping their hands or knocking on the floor in response to the noise that the ghost made. They even managed some verbal communication when the ghost took control of one of the girls and began speaking through her.
Soon, other people started doing the same thing in other parts of the country. Some were even charging for their services, claiming to be able to act as mediums and communicate with the dead. Seances were conducted in dark or semi-dark rooms, with participants seated around a table. The medium sometimes spoke, giving messages from the departed. Skeptics suspected this was a fraud. However, many others believed in the ability to communicate with the dead, and spiritualism became more and more popular.
However, the new movement faced a setback in 1888. On the 21st of October that year, one of the girls, Margaret Fox, admitted that their communication with the ghost had all been a hoax. She appeared before an audience of 2,000 people and demonstrated how she had produced the rapping noises by cracking her toe joints. Doctors from the audience came on stage to verify this. Margaret confessed that she and her sister used this and other methods to produce the raps. However, despite these admissions, people still continued to believe in spiritualism and continue doing so to this very day.